And I never say never, and I never say never again. But since you said goodbye, the polka dots fill my eyes, and I don't know why. But since you said goodbye, the polka dots fill my eyes, and I don't know why. Dots fill the skies, and I don't know why.
Hello, how are you? We did it. We hung out for 3 hours, and it went by like that. The Libertines finished off that set with What Katie Did. I was just playing songs as they came to me, hither and thither on whims. So that song, I was like channeling my early aughts London adventures. And the Rumble Strips are very much part of that era. Girls and Boys in Love is what you heard after Jens Lekman, A Sweet Summer's Night on Hammer Hill. I was almost going to play Chad and Jeremy Summer Song after that because it's the summer rock block, but I didn't. Maybe next week. Next week, I'm going to do a Pride special with Baby Jessica, which I'm really excited about. Christine Rudely is in Paris. She's like not even thinking about our feelings, but maybe we could call her. I don't know. It's going to be a special special. Erlen Oye and that set brought you La Prima Estate. Hercules and Love Affair got the rework treatment from Frankie Knuckles. That was the Frankie Knuckles dub of Blind. Darren Nugent brought you It Started in Chicago, which followed Jamie XX with the Avalanches doing All You Children, which came after Virgin Prunes. I don't know why. I felt like I wanted to play Baby Turns Blue right then after Trans X, Chicks on Speed, and Moldy Peaches got a mashup from Eve Massacre that was sweet as neurotic indie boys. The Knife, we had a steel drum rock block with The Knife doing Pass Us On after PIMP from the Pacow Rhythm and Steel Band, and which followed Atomic Bomb. I've played that song so many times since I discovered it from Olivia's show. Hot Chip and William Onyabor doing Atomic Bomb, and topped off the set an hour ago with Mark William Lewis. That's a tongue twister. Mark William Lewis. Is there an echo in here? It's like the wind's getting sucked out of the room. Is there like a stray balloon? Or is that just you, Bucci?
Oh, that's me. I am a stray balloon.
Ba-ba-ba-boochie.
Hey, so that set you just played, that was all like early, that was what you were doing when you were bopping around in London?
No,
that
it was just those like two
just
songs.
Just the last two? Not Hot Chip? I feel like Hot Chip would have been in there too somewhere.
They were, but I didn't know that song then. But Hot Chip was definitely part of that era.
Sure, sure.
Did you have a white belt, Boochie?
No, I didn't. Back in those days, I was like staying in the sweatpants anyway, so it was like not a whole lot of belts. Did you have a white belt?
Nah. But
and checkered Vans, the checkered checkerboard Vans.
I still have those.
I don't know why that's like so funny.
Well, that's pretty hilarious.
I've
never heard of such a thing.
Who is telling us that we suck at our transitions at
the
party?
It was Monica. She said we got to work on it.
She's like, you guys got to get your stuff together.
Yeah. And I said, no, we don't. This is what people tune in for.
I said, I'm rubber and you're glue.
Right. Yeah. I'm the immovable object and she's the unstoppable force or something.
Monica's going to sub for me July 18th if you want to mark your calendar.
Oh, she's great. I love when she subs. She's so cool.
She's the coolest. The party on Tuesday was really fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We went to the, what was it called again? Radio.
Yeah, it was Radio City.
Radio City. It was super fun. I got to meet or see some people, and I always like seeing DJs, you know?
Yeah, out in the wild.
Yeah, so instead of me peering through their windows, I'm seeing them face to face.
I decided to turn you up the way you should have been.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
Hey, guess what? It's almost your turn, and we're going to do the smoothest transition
ever. Oh, so smooth. Like a baby seal.
I can't wait to hear what today's theme is, and I'm going to wait to find out.
Please
like
do.
A regular pleb.
Please do.
You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Okay, close the door.
I don't have a title. I think it's called If I'm Dumb or something. Take one. Here we go.
Last time on Boochie.
One, two, three.
Try to get people around here to talk about Brian Wilson, and they're just not interested. Just wanted to bring people together, you know, by going, call up and go bub 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 with
Boochie.
Don't stop harmonizing.
Hi, I would like to harmonize with you and Sam.
Wouldn't it be nice?
No, that's copyright infringement.
I'll harmonize with you, Boochie. What's up?
Is this an annoying hour of radio? You know, the thing about, you know, harmony is you have to do it really, really well. No, it's true.
I thought Brian Adams was in the Beach Boys.
Blend your voice with him and make it very beautiful.
Okay.
You're not singing. I feel like Brian's death has caused me to spiral into a terrible topic.
By training, I'm a music therapist. So I'm listening and I'm going, well, you know, all right. Do, re, mi, you know?
The do,
and then
I
you could go two more
do,
steps,
re,
and that's me. And then Gucci, leave me, and we'll all sing together in perfect harmony.
Oh.
So here you are, Miss Gucci. So. Maybe you could just do something like that.
God only knows what I'll be without you. God only knows what I'll be.
God only knows.
God only knows what I'll be.
And now, this week. On Boochie. Boochie.
Hey. What? Hey, it's another hour of Mona. No, it's not. It almost was. Mona was really peer pressuring me into doing another hour of her show on Bucci. But we got into this screaming argument in between, after the transition, but I started really crying, and she said, okay, this week.
Bucci's in a tizzy.
I was in a tizzy, but now I'm not. Okay. It is, what is it? June 20th. So you know what that means. Let's crack a can of... Rum. Nothing like several gulps of rum. Thick brown canned rum before doing booch. It's
that's bad for the booch.
No, it's good for the booch. Makes me feel, I don't know. I'll get back to you what it makes me feel. I was going to drink water because I feel like I'm going to pass out, but then found this case of rum under the board. I guess Mona was drinking it, or maybe John Allen was drinking it, or Jessica, any number of those DJs who are on Fridays. Okay. So, babes, it's the summer, or I guess I should call it the rummer now.
Smooth booch.
It's really annoying. Usually, I gotta say, I'm not the biggest fan of the summer. I don't like the heat. I prefer 65 degrees and overcast. But, you know, what are you gonna do? And also, it's a lonely old time for Bucci. I, Mrs. Bucci, my future and current wife, goes on a lot of trips in the summer without me, seeing her friends in Chicago, hanging out with the account people at Samsung, rock climbing, free soloing. That's what she calls it. She uses ropes, you know, she has ropes and everything. She's not climbing the rock face, you know, with no safety harnesses or anything, but she calls it that because she's free from Bucci. So cool. But, so yeah, I'm left alone quite a bit, which I have absolutely almost no opinion about. So Bucci spends most of the summer on the iPod, listening to the Arctic Monkeys, sweating through his bucket hat, donating his organs, and his synthesizers. All right, Bucci, calm down. Long hour ahead of you. JK, just kidding. I do donate my literal organs. Usually it's just my liver. I donate my liver a lot. I have this arrangement where they take a piece out of it every year. They slice a little piece of my liver out. People who follow me on Instagram over there at Bucci Nights know that my liver regenerates at a very rapid rate. So I hardly feel it. But it does, you know, it puts me out of commission for a couple of weeks. So the summer is, you know, some summers it is wasted doing that. What else do I do? Oh, something I've been doing the last few years. The house behind my condo has been abandoned for like, yeah, about 3 years now. And there was a very nice family there with, you know, they had a bunch of kids. But they moved out, and then I thought there was some, you know, there's some sort of legal dispute. So it's just been left to rot. And it's now open to the elements. And, you know, the wind blows through it. But, so I don't go in the winter. Lost my train of thought. I was just staring ahead. I don't do that a lot, but I was just staring ahead of me. But in the summer, it's really nice. So I go in there, I kind of break in, and I fix, you know, I kind of just hang out in there. Just kind of walk around, think about the family that once lived there, wonder if they loved each other. What did they do in the evening? What did they make for breakfast? What did they laugh about? What did they watch? There's a crib in one of the upstairs room. It's a big one, big crib. And sometimes I fall asleep in it. Sometimes I bring an axe, chop at the walls. Not in anger. Not for the copper wiring either. If anything, I feel nothing while I'm doing it. I just chop. Is that a Bucci adage? It is a Bucci adage. Anyway, I did that a lot last summer. But I don't know. But that is that's mostly behind me now. I said it's behind me. It's behind me. And, of course, one of the big things I have to do in the summer is I have to do Booch. I have to do this show. Got to feed the Boochie content. The show the show is demanding. So I have to work on that a lot. I stay chained to the Dell working on this show, working it out. But not this year. Not this summer. I'm probably going to have to miss, like, I'm going to miss, like, 10 shows this summer. Ooh, that reminds me, I gotta text Ken. I should have told Ken that before I applied for the summer schedule. He doesn't like us to miss a lot of shows. Sorry, Ken. Sorry, Ken. Shoot. Anyway. Yeah, lots of summer plans. This is a big one. This is gonna be a big 2025 summer. My boss, Steve, he's giving me some time off. People who are just tuning in. And I'm talking to you.
You.
Thank you. Knows that I work at a fur store, Steve's Fur and Feathers. We sell and make fur, distribute it around Queens mostly. But there's not a lot of demand, obviously, for fur coats in the summer, so. In the summer, we transition over to extremely fake furs, which are just brown jean jackets, basically. And, you know, you write fur on the back of it in, like, what is that white paint, kind of white paint marker that they use for tagging? So anyway, don't have to do that. I'm free. I have UPTO, unpaid time off. And looking at my calendar, let me look at my calendar. Man, my calendars, these get folded up so much. Yeah, my calendar's full every weekend. I'm doing something. Let's see what I'm doing. Oh, I'm going to see the John Singer Sargent exhibit at the Met. That's supposed to be really good. It's about his time in Paris from when he was like 17. You know, like a brilliant 17-year-old to when he was, I don't know, a brilliant 32-year-old. That's supposed to be really good. I really want to see. I want to go on an aquarium tour. I've always wanted to do this. Go to every aquarium in the tri-state area, and see the fish. See 2-3 groupers, some yellow tangs. You know, a tricolor shark. And what else? Hang out in that abandoned house, of course. be carried down the beach by Christ?
Maybe. Maybe.
And much, much more. Much, 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 much more. It's going to be, it is going to be so much fun. It's going to be just, I don't know. It's going to be so much fun. And that is a Bucci promise. That is a Bucci promise. Anyway, it is. It, trust me, it's a Bucci promise. So, anyway, this is, it's been such a hard time. I've been going through it a lot, which I hardly talk about on the air, but I have been going through it quite a lot. And that is a Bucci promise. Huh? What? No, I hit the wrong drop. I don't know what that is. Okay. So this... So anyway, what I want to talk about, I want to talk about your summer. Like, I've told you my plans, now it's your turn. I want to know what your summer plans, expectations, and plans. But I don't want you to just tell me. You know, that's not good radio. No one wants to hear someone talking for 14 minutes about their summer plans. Nobody wants that, especially Annie. So I want you to show me what your special plans are. Summer plans are going to be. What? What are you talking about, Bucci? How are you going to do that on the radio? Well, I have a slide projector. I brought in a slide projector. It's a Kodak slide projector. One of the best slide projectors. I pulled it out of my mother's house. It's from 1982 or something. And wait, see. There it is. And what I want you to do is I want you to call in, insert your pictures into the Bucci's slide carousel, and talk me through your summer plans. What are you going to do? Show me a photo of you on a roller coaster, you at a ball game, you, smiling with your friends in front of a lighthouse, eating chowder. Or with your friends also, or your family, or you and a baby. Picture of a baby if you're planning to have a baby. Fun, fun summer stuff like that. I want you to take us through it. Kind of give me your photos, I'll put it in the projector, tell me when to change it over, and just take it through it. Take us through your plans. And that's what we're going to do. That's after the break. But, now, let's listen to some music. Let's listen to some music. And nothing quite says summer like the music of Donovan. And because I don't like the music of Donovan, here's the music of No Man doing... Donovan's song Colors better than he could ever hope to do. It's No Man Colors, only on WFMU. What? Here it is again. What is this? What? All right, hold on. Hit the wrong button, I guess. All right, okay, here we go. Here it is, No Man Colors with a U. Only on WFMU.
The phenomenon of Donovan.
Yellow is the color of my true love's hair in the morning when we ride. In the morning when we ride. That's the time I love. That's the time I love the bed. Blue is the color of the sky in the morning when we ride. In the morning when we ride. It's the time. It's the time I love the bed.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is
Bucci's Summer Slideshow.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
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 Freedom's a word I rarely use without thinking. Oh yeah, without thinking. Oh yeah, of the time, of the time when I've been loved. Yellow is the color of my true love's hair.
Bucci. We're back. That was No Man with their color of with their cover of Colors by Donovan. If Donovan and Walk on the Wild Side made love, that song is the baby that they've had. Because it sounds a little bit like Walk on the Wild Side. But we're not going to talk about Donovan making love again. We're going to talk about your summer plans. But I don't want you to tell it. I want you to show us. I have a slide projector here. Let me start it up. All right. Let's just start it up and see. There's a photo of Bucci. Giving Bucci the thumbs up. So I want you to call up with your photos of the summer that you want to have and take us through it. And I'll, you know, I put them on my projector and you can just tell us all about it. But I don't want to, let's just keep the number of slides down to a minimum. I don't want you to, you know, bore us. Because this is not going to be boring. All right, let's just turn off the slide projector right now. And if you are going to, planning to make love to Donovan this summer, I'd like to see a slide of that, I guess. That's 201-209-9368. And if you want, I'd like to see pictures of what you expect to happen to you this summer. That usually doesn't work on the radio, but with the magic of radio, it will work. The magic of Bucci on the radio. So what are your plans, right? You're going to run around in a field catching moths in a jar and then keeping them in the jar, poking some air holes in there, filling it with Coke. Maybe they want the moths want to drink some Coca-Cola. What else do you want to do this summer? Holding a ice cream sandwich in your mouth, not eating it, just holding it until it melts. That sounds pretty fun, actually. What else are you going to do? Lobster? Nothing says summer like a nice lobster. Maybe you want to eat through that shell and all. Just crunch through it like a goblin. That's 201-209-9368. I need to hear from you, folks. Hold on. Let me just... Here we go. New Hampshire. Just New Hampshire. Some people just go to New Hampshire. I used to go to New Hampshire all the time in the summer. They used to have this thing what they called the Old Man in the Mountain. And the Old Man in the Mountain was a rock face where if you stood in a certain area of the mountain, you kind of saw this profile of this old man. Chin and nose. I don't want to tell you all the elements that make up an old man's face, but they were all there on this rock face. And then, you know, and it was kind of, it had been there for 8 million years, apparently. And so, you know, they had to, you know, fortify it with wires and stuff. I need another sip of rum. The show is going terribly. And then one day, the night watchman, or the day watchman, one of the watchmen, called up, came to work, and the thing had slid down. It had gone. That's a sentence. And yeah, real sad. Real sad for the old man on the mountain. And the summer was never again the same. Fubuchi. Call her Igabuchi. No, it's the baby. Baby, what do you want to do in the summer?
Oh, Jesus. I want...
Yes, hello, who's this? Young or old man, what is your name?
Zephram.
What's your name?
I'm 7 years. Zephram.
Oh, Zephram. Okay, Zephram. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Do you have photos of your summer trip that you want to show us, all of us?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Let's start up the slide projector. What is your first, what do you first want to do on, what is your first plan for the summer? Let's see a photo of it. Hello?
Go in the pool.
All right, let's see a photo of that. Oh, that's nice. That's nice of you in the pool. Stay out of the deep end. What's another one you want to do?
What?
What's another thing you want to do in the summer? Let's see a photo of it. A picture. Oh, let's see.
What are you going to do, kid?
There's nothing on that slide. It's just empty slides. Hold on. That's empty, too. Zephra, one more thing. What do you want to do? Do you want to, what do you want to do?
You
want to go crazy?
Yes.
You're going to go crazy? All right. Let me see a photo of that. Jeez! Look how crazy you're going. Oh, my God. What are you wearing on your hat? It's a clear bucket hat. Wow, you're going to have a great summer. Is this going to be the top best summer of your life?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, I hope you also spend a whole lot of the summer listening to Bucci. No fooling. Get out of the pool and listen to Bucci.
Yeah.
Always, all right? All right, buddy. Have a great summer and listen to Bucci. All right, man. All right. Okay, so that was great. That's something to do in the summer. I love those photos of Zephram in the pool, and I liked him, you know, going crazy. And also, there was a very eerie three slides of nothing. So I hope he fills in the blanks. Call you, Yuga Bucci.
Bucci, it's Annie.
Oh, hey, Annie. How are you doing?
Good.
good. So, Annie, do you want to take us through your summer? You have any photos of the summer that you want to have?
Oh, definitely. I'll be sitting on our front porch in the shade of our dying oak tree.
Okay, let's see a photo of that. Oh, that oak tree is dead. What is going on? What is that oak tree infested with?
Oh, my gosh. Ants.
Let's see a close-up of the ants. Oh, yeah, that's some sort of carpenter.
But I'm listening to you.
Okay, that's another thing you're doing. Let's see a photo of that.
Yes.
Wow, you're really you're frowning in this photo. I don't like that photo at all. What's another thing you're going to do in the summer?
Oh, I'm going to be on a lake, on a boat.
Okay. Ooh, I can't see the name. What's the name of that boat? I can't see the name of it. What's the name of the boat or dinghy?
Oh, the Colin.
The Colin?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm afraid that's wrong. It should be called Bucci, but that's fine.
Nice.
All right. What else? One more photo. Let's just see one more thing of what you expect
to do.
One
more. I'll be riding my bike with my children, riding their bikes.
So you're going to be riding your bike, and the children are going to be riding their bikes.
Their bike, yes.
Oh, that's cute. Look at this. Look at all you guys on a bike ride. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to ride your bike?
We're going to go to our university campus.
Oh, okay.
We'll go to the fountain.
Oh, watch out. Don't ride your bike over this cliff. You're in this photo, you're very close to that cliff.
We've got WFMU t-shirts on.
Yeah, okay. Let me see. Oh, yeah, you all have Bucci t-shirts on. That's really cool. I love the repping of the t-shirt. Annie, thank you very much, and always remember to listen to Bucci while whatever you do.
Always.
Yeah, right. 201-209-9368. I want to see photos of you, what you're going to do in this summer. What are you going to do? Are you going to yell Bucci in a crowded theater? Buy some new Adidas slides, whatever. What else? Burn the USA to the ground? What? Caller Yugo Bucci.
Hi, Bucci. How are you?
Hey, who's this?
Franco.
Oh, Franco. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good today.
Oh. Yeah. I talked to Marty McSorley. I saw Marty McSorley this week, and I...
Where did you see Marty?
At the event, the Radio City event.
Uh-huh.
That's it. That's the end of the story. We just talked about how great you were.
Well, I'm glad. You and Marty are my main men. Different but equal. Okay, let's move on. And I want to... My slideshow, I'll make it brief.
All right, yes,
please. But there's five pictures.
Okay, let's take it.
And they were all in summer.
Okay, well, let's see them first. All right, you ready? What's the first one? Show it to me.
This is my fourth birthday party in 1959 when I wound up in the emergency room.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What do you have, hives? What is that? What's all running up and down your legs?
No, let's get through this list. There's a lot of, there's five things.
All right, here we go.
Here I am hanging out the window of a 1957 Chevy.
All right.
Waving a Coke can, driving through a giant sequoia tree.
Oh.
My mom is actually driving.
Yes, I see it. It's one of those sequoias that has. Let me see a close up. Oh, I see. It's the sequoia that they carved a little arch into it.
Well, it's a huge tree.
That is what it is.
I saw it much later in my life, and it's really big. But the last time I didn't drive through it because I was in a Toyota Land Cruiser with a really high clearance off
the
ground.
Detail. Okay, let's see a photo of this Toyota Land Cruiser.
I had
beautiful
a Land Cruiser.
Car. Beautiful car. Beautiful car.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, let's give me another one. Give me another photo.
Okay. At Muir Beach in 1966 with a traffic cone on my head.
Oh, my God. Why aren't you wearing you're not wearing a shirt, but you are wearing two traffic cones.
I'm wearing a sweater
instead of
because
shorts.
It's really cold. It was the first time I'd ever been cold at the beach
let's
in my entire life.
These traffic cones.
Muir Beach is above San Francisco.
Why are they all?
Okay. Number four,
throbbing.
In my backyard in Santa Cruz, surrounded by hippies and surfers
really supposed to be seeing
on the
summer,
eve of my 21st birthday.
But okay. Oh, okay. Let me see.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, that's me.
Very
that's
nice.
Me with the babe, okay?
Whoa, the pig.
Yeah.
Babe the pig.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I was a player.
Babe the
okay.
pig.
Long haired player. Okay. The last one is a really great one.
Okay.
This was on my 35th birthday.
Definitely need more
and
rum.
I'm up on a ladder painting a pile of wrecked cars in a junkyard for a magazine spread.
Oh. There we go. That's a look at you. I love your art. You know I love your art.
I know you do. Thank you. I appreciate your appreciation.
Okay, well, I appreciate
I'm spraying my appreciation. Primer gray. I have like a compressor and a
Don't
generator and a big tub of paint, and I'm wearing a mask.
Don't
but
say tub.
It was my 21st birthday, and you know what? I felt like I owned the world.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. I you know, we all did when we were 35 years old.
That's right. The prime of life.
Let's
you know?
See the last slide. All right, let's see.
That's the last one.
Oh, my God. Jeez, that's a scary slide. Franco, yeah. Thanks so much, and have a great summer. It's probably the last time I hear from him. I'll see you in fall. I'll hear from you in fall. Caller, you got Shabooch.
Yes, hello. Bucci.
Yes, hello. Who's this?
Leo.
Yes, who's this?
This is
Leo.
Leo.
Yes. All right, Leo. All right, hey, Leo. What? Let's see some photos of what you're going to do this summer, please. Give them to me.
Well, I'm going down to the Outer Banks.
Okay, let me see a photo of that.
Yes.
Ah, going the Outer Banks. Now, there's no context because I don't know what the Outer Banks is. So,
Banks is the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Oh, there it is, North Carolina. And you're eating a big bunch of grapes. That's nice. Let me see another photo.
That's the campsite. We went camping in the Outer Banks.
Oh, I see.
Not a hotel.
Okay.
Camping.
And let's see this next slide right here. Oh, my God. What are you, rioting? Why is there a riot on this thing? Oh, my God.
You don't really
right.
want to know.
I don't want to know anything that's on that slide. That seems very violent, Leo. All right, one more, please, and let's not make it. I don't want anarchy on this next one. One more.
This is me fishing. I didn't catch anything, so otherwise there'd be.
Oh no, it's
fish.
Just you lonely fishing. Oh, you know what? Where are you fishing? In North Carolina?
Yes.
What's a good thing to catch down there? Let's see a slide.
I mean, it really depends on where you are at.
Trout.
Actually, in that picture, I wasn't camping.
Trout.
I was camping in Tennessee on Lake Watauga. I didn't catch anything.
Yeah, there it is. I can see it written there on the lake. Lake Watauga. Beautiful. Well, you're probably using the wrong fly. What kind of fly are you using?
Oh, I tried everything. I tried grubs, mealworms.
You know
earthworms,
what? You know what you didn't
bait,
do?
Bait.
You didn't try baiting the fish, baiting your line with Bucci. Because fish love Bucci. That's the end of that sentence.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye. 201-209-9368. I want to see some photos of you and your summer expectations and love. And what do you want to do? Let's see another photo. Here we go. Let's see. I want to look into my own kind of thing. Aww. I can't tell you what's on that one. Oh, that's some beauty on that slide. Next slide. Caller Higabuchi. Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who's this?
Wow.
Yes, hello. Who's this?
This is Jackson.
What's your name, Dustin?
Jackson.
Oh, hey, Jackson. How are you doing?
Again.
Jackson, again. Hey, Jackson. So, Jackson, you live in Rhode Island, don't you?
Yes.
What are you going to do? You're going to eat a stuffy? You're going to eat some clam chowder and a nice stuffy?
I don't like clam chowder.
Do you like stuffies, though? That's
so
unique.
I'm getting out my
you can eat a cabinet.
PowerPoint presentation stick.
Okay, let's see it. All right.
No, I am pointing to this first slide of me. Doing something.
Yeah, you're just standing there. It's quite a creepy one. It's just you standing there. I don't like you the way you're looking at me. Let's see one more. Let's see some more, please.
Okay, this next one is me at the beach in the water.
Oh, I see. There you go. And you're looks like you're swimming really well. You a strong swimmer? Don't drown like apparently I am going to do this summer. What are
I don't know how to swim, but I taught myself.
Great, a self-starter swimmer. That sounds safe. Let's see one more there, Jackson. What are you going to do? You going to go? Are you going to go see? You going to go to a lightning bolt show?
Here's this series of slides over here. There's me on a plane to Edinburgh. Me.
You're going to Edinburgh. Are you going to go to the Fringe Festival, that Edinburgh Fringe Festival? You're doing a one-man show there or something?
No.
Oh, okay. So what are you going to do in Edinburgh?
At a workshop, me at the hotel, and me on the plane back.
Wow, look at that. You love that king-size bed. You're like you're all stretched out in an X. I love a king-size bed. Yeah, it's a good one. And what is that one? Oh, what is that one? I can't see it.
Oh, this one?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Legally, I'm not allowed to say that.
Looks like a roller coaster to me.
Oh. No, your eyes are not working well.
My eyes are not working well. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're just standing next to a boombox that's playing the sound of a roller coaster. I'm sorry. All right, Jackson, have a good Rhode Island / Edinburgh summer.
Thank you.
Yeah, goodbye. 201-209-9368. I want to hear some photos of your summer plans / expectations. What do you expect to do? Do you expect to fall in love? Let's be very careful about photos of that. I don't really want to see too much smiling. It kind of makes my teeth hurt. What else are you going to do? Watch the movie Black Mass? Man, I saw that movie Black Mass. That is terrible, that movie. You should, those Boston accents, Benedict Cumberbatch is doing, a British guy doing a Boston cartoon accent is just terrible. He should have swallowed Ben Affleck, and that would have been, it would have been better if he swallowed Ben Affleck. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, how you doing? Double G.
Yeah, who's this? Double G. Okay, so what's summertime Double G like?
Well, hey, you know, I wear a lot of mesh shirts.
Wear a lot of mesh shirts at once?
It depends on how hot it is, but mostly at least like two colors.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. You wear enough mesh shirts, you actually can't see through them, ironically. Is that ironic? I don't know. So let's take us through the slides. Let's just be very,
yeah, so I got
very
this box
careful.
Of slides. I got this box. I kind of got mixed
how
up from
filthy
the Salvation
that
Army
box
and then like my own personal collection.
It's like an old Puma box. Yes, your own. You want to see some Army slides that you're going to be in the Army this summer?
No. This is from my grandfather's. So he served overseas in a nondescript country. But it does not matter.
Yeah, where overseas?
He couldn't talk about it.
Yeah, probably Bermuda, most likely, right? That's
he was shell-shocked for most of his life.
Okay. All right, let's see a photo. Let's see the first one, okay?
This one right here. This one's actually...
Jeez! No. Next slide.
Oh, that's not me at the beach, Booch. I'm sorry.
All right, next one, please. You at the beach?
Oh, this is me at the beach.
Wow,
yeah.
Nice back tattoo. I didn't know you had it. What is that, an owl? I can't tell from here.
No, it's actually a phoenix, but the guy was kind of like drunk when he did
There's
it.
There's some
so
blowouts in
like
that thing. I don't know. There's some, that the drawing of that phoenix, well, it's not even emerging. It looks like it's emerging from... What is that emerging
a garbage
from?
Can.
Yeah,
it's
garbage can. It's a phoenix emerging from a garbage can on fire. You can't.
Right, that's nice though, right? You like that?
I'm not going to answer that question. All right, let's see some more.
All right, how about this one? Okay, this one is when I was volunteering at a hospital.
Yeah, is this this summer? Because I don't want to see your past summer experiences. It seems like people are showing me a lot of the past. I'm not interested in your past. I'm interested in your future. I almost cursed.
Next one. Okay. Next one, Bucci.
Okay, what do we got here? Ooh.
All right, this is me at the mermaid parade. This is me at the mermaid parade tomorrow.
Oh, sure, in Coney Island, sure. Wait, is the mermaid parade tomorrow?
Yeah.
Are you lying?
Am I lying? Would I lie to you, Bucci? When's the last time I lied to you? What, last Friday, maybe?
I think it was probably last sentence you lied to me, but
that's me right there. You'll see me wearing those beautiful wings, matching the phoenix tattoo.
Yeah, that is, you do look very pretty. Let's see. Oh, that's nice. A little fly. You see through. Very iridescent. Very iridescent. And what are you? Oh, you're wearing very nice makeup. And there's your trident. Very nice. What's on the other end? What's at the end of that trident?
Don't look at the other end. Don't look at the end. Don't look at the other end. Don't look at the other end. Don't look at the other end.
All right. You have – that's. It seems like you got your summer all planned out. And I just stay, you know, I usually like people listening to Bucci, but just keep Bucci away from all this activity because I feel like I'm going to get looped into your nonsense.
Bucci, I'm going to, what color will you want? Because I'm going to send you a mesh shirt so we can match next week.
I'd like
so,
a clear, I'd like a clear mesh shirt, see-through, just
like
clear.
Hot pink? I got hot pink.
No, not hot pink, just clear. Clear.
Hot pink.
Clear
right.
as glass.
Thank you, Bucci.
Stop saying hot pink. Goodbye. 201-209-9368. Let's. I want to see some slides from. Let's see some more slides from Bucci. Let's see. Yeah, I got a. Oh, it's jammed. What is that? Oh my God, there it is again. Caller Gabucci.
Hey, hey.
Still processing. Yes. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mike from D&D Mike that I called in a few weeks ago.
Mike?
When you were playing. Yeah, D&D Mike. We were
oh,
playing
D&D
ball.
Mike. Mike D&D, as some people call you. Mike.
Yeah,
D&D.
Well, we were playing Bucci ball, but I got some slides here.
Boochkitball, actually. But
Boochkitball.
Yes.
Boochkitball. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you should be. So let's see some slides.
Well, here's me with the largest ball of twine.
Okay, I've seen, okay, you know what they always ask, whenever I see large balls of twine, I always say, what's at the center of that ball of twine? Isn't it better not be a finger or something.
I was told a gobstopper.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, next one, please.
Okay, so this is the world's giant paint ball. So, you know, we're allowed to paint it, so you can see me there with the paint roller.
You're spending a lot of time with the large items. You're really, you're spending a lot of time.
It was a theme. It was a theme I was going for.
Okay. All right, next one, please.
This is the world's smallest cow.
And everyone's running in fear from it. So I hope you do see
it. Yeah, it was a little
it.
Creepy. Not gonna lie.
Because people don't like to see they like their cows regular size. I don't want to see a lot of real small cow. It's upsetting.
I don't know.
I do.
Don't know.
All right. See you later, Mike D&D.
See ya.
Yeah. Caller Yabuchi.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Jackson.
What? Jackson? What are you doing?
Yeah.
I didn't expect to see you. Do you have more slides?
I did.
Okay. What are you... did you find a new one? Did you come up with something else you want to do?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's see
I have this little mechanism.
A mechanism. Okay.
That
Tell
can
me
let
about...
me see into the future.
Okay.
Okay,
well, no, this slide projector sees into the future. All right, so, all right, let's see.
This is the first day of school next year.
Okay, so you're going to summer school, or are you going to summer, or are you just going to regular school? We're kind of
regular
blowing
school,
past
sixth
summer.
Grade.
Okay, sixth grade. Oh, I loved sixth grade. My first male teacher, who I hated. What else you got here?
And then there's field day.
What's that?
In the steel day.
Steel day?
Field day is when you go out into the field.
Oh,
and have
field
fun.
Day. Oh, I see. Field day. Yes, yes. Oh, look it. Let's see the thing.
I thought that was a normal thing.
That's nice. Look at that. Look at that field. It's so beautiful with the birds.
And then.
There's that owl, that double G head on his back. What is that doing there?
Launching into the future. This is me 20 years later.
Whoa, you aged terribly. What have you been smoking a pipe your whole life? What is wrong with your face? Why do you look, how old are you? 20 years in the future, you look 58. Look at that. But you do have a good head of hair, I gotta say. A lot of liver spots.
And then?
One more, last one. Last one, you're bogarting the slide projector.
The last one is me dying happy.
Aw, look at you. Wow, you look even better when you were 30. You look better now. Oh, dead. All right. Well, I'm sorry. Rest in peace. Be buried in, you know, what's the cemetery? What's a big cemetery in Rhode Island? What is it? The
Quaker Cemetery?
No. Swan Point Cemetery. I hope you're buried in Swan Point Cemetery. It's a beautiful
Thanks,
cemetery.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. H.P. Lovecraft is buried in Swan Point Cemetery. I got not drunk at a party with someone, and they said that they had dug up H.P. Lovecraft and ate cereal out of his skull. Let's see a photo of that. Yeah. Caller Igabuchi.
Bucci.
Jesus.
Who's I bet that? Those taste like Heritage Flakes. The
yeah, who's
Lovecraft
this?
Flakes.
I can't tell who this is. Who is this?
I'm oh, sorry. This is Zatcherino.
Zatcherino. Okay. I like that your nickname gets long. You do the longer nickname rather than the shorter nickname. Like Little
It's whatever
Z.
People give me that week.
Little Z. All right. Let's see some photos of you on. What are your plans and what are your expectations? Let's see photos of them, babe.
Well, I'd thank Jim the Poet for volunteering for the Bucci Show. I'd bake him a cake.
There he is. Look at his Crocs. He's got cowboy boots Crocs. Next one.
Yeah. I'm going to be doing some home repairs.
Ooh. Why are those home repairs screaming?
Well, the home didn't like the first crack at doing the soffit work. Oh, I had to do it again, okay. But that was after the first one I got irritated.
All right, let's one more. One more. Oh, wait. Oh, it's Ding Dang. You're going to be listening to Ding Dang on your holiday?
Oh, yeah. Ding Dang Dong. Woo! Ding. Oochie boo. Woo!
We listened to enough of that song enough. All right.
I mean, no, we can't get that out of our head.
Well... You know, I don't know. It's infectious. I gotta say, it is infectious. You know, and it's manifesting. You got liver spots all over the place. I think it's eating you from the inside out.
It is.
All right. Goodbye. 201-209-9368. Let's look at another look at old Bucci's. Jesus, it's just a clock ticking. I can't look away. Okay. Next one. Jesus. Caller Igabuchi.
Ding, dang, dong, woo!
Who's this? This better not be Jackson again.
No, this is not. This is Hero.
Oh, Hero. Okay, Hero. How are you doing, Hero?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Let's see some photos of your vacation. I mean, your summer, not your vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, more riots! Jeez, Hero! Put down the crowbar!
What are you doing?
You know what? Actually, riot. We need to riot. We overthrow this horrible government. Riot, Hero. Riot.
No.
Oh, it's an Italian ambulance.
Me watching.
It's an Italian ambulance. Okay, I gotta switch it. All right, Hero. Let's see another one, please.
Oh well, this is me. Looking at an F3 tornado.
You're looking at a tornado. Let me see.
Tor.
What did I say? Tornado?
You said tornado.
Tornado? That's my Rhode Island accent. Don't mock my Rhode Island accent. Okay. It's a... You know what it is, actually? You know what I always wish I was looking at was a...
Tornado.
No.
Next slide. One more. What's this? It's
this
another
is
blank
some,
one.
There we go. Baseball-sized tail.
A baseball,
hit,
oh my God.
A windshield.
Jeez. So that's what you're going to be doing on your summer? You're going to be tornado chasing there?
Or just seeing it.
Well, don't get too close. How close have you ever been to a tornado?
A few miles.
A few miles. Okay.
More like a couple miles off.
Okay. Well, let's see one more slide. Oh.
Okay.
There it is. What's that? What's that?
That's me swimming in a pool.
Why? Yeah, I see it. Oh my god. All right, hero. I gotta change slides. This is scaring me.
Okay.
It's scaring me.
See you.
Yeah, I'll see you.
Bye. Thank you.
Yeah, goodbye. Turn off that slide projector. I don't know what's going on with some of these slides. There's like a... Change it! Caller Ego Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
This is Zeph.
Hey, Zeph, how are you doing?
Hey, you know, I'm doing. Living the dream.
Okay, let's see some photos of that dream there.
Okay, so we got a few things going on.
I'm going to skip right past that one. Yep, what else? I'm going to skip past
that. Well, I was able to rig it up and combine flip and slide with the game of Twister. So we're going to break that out, at least a few times.
Skip that one. Oh, yeah, look at that. Yeah. Slip and slide. I see it.
Yeah. It'll be fun. We haven't tried it yet.
It's very liquidy. I love it. I love a liquidy slip and slide. Is that a Bucci average? No. All right. Let's do one more, huh? Just crying on that one.
We're going to do some sandboarding out at the Great Sand Dunes National Park.
What? Sandboarding, you go to a dune and then you get kind of like a sled and then slide down it. Is that what it is? I'm asking, I'm not seeing, looking at a photo right now. There it is.
Yeah, that's it. The risk, there's strong risk for lightning strikes out there.
Yeah.
We might get.
You gotta watch out you gotta watch out for like sand nits. So you know, like those little insects and weevils that live in sand. You gotta watch out for that.
Yeah.
Oh, see, right there, it's in your eyyeball. I'm watching. Let's see a close up of that eyeball. There it is. Those sand weevils are right up in your nasal cavity too.
Painful,
your nasal cavity. Yeah, it's be careful. So just wear a helmet and and gloves, and then don't go sand boarding. To stay out of the thing, you know. Do you do that every year?
Too late. It's already been photographed.
That's true. It is gone. It is there. We can't reverse it. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Zeph. Watch out for those weevils. 201-209-9368. Caller.
Hello.
Bucci. Hello. Who's this?
Henry.
How are you doing, Henry?
Good.
All right. Great. What do you want to show me? What do you got? What do you want to show me? What's your plans for the summer?
So, hey.
No, that's empty.
Welcome.
Oh my God! It's more rioting, Henry. What are you doing? Stop rioting! There's an Italian ambulance again. Oh my God! All right, next slide, please. Jesus.
So?
Henry, show me another one, please.
I'm going to get a tank.
You're going to get a what?
And then come up to your doorstep.
Okay. There's my doorstep. Okay, yeah.
And then I'm going to get the tank. And if you don't give me the $10, I'm going to blow up your house.
What are you doing planting a big stick of dynamite next to my condo? I haven't even paid off this. My HOA board is going to be so mad. There's my HOA board. They're really mad. But you know what I don't see? Let's see. I'm going to skip through a couple of these slides of me being blown up. You know what I don't see, actually, Henry? I don't see one slide of me handing you $10. Not one.
Well... then I'm just going to blow up the slides and make you give me $10.
You know what? You know what? This is so violent. First, the first slide of you is you throwing a garbage can through a pizzeria, and now I'm seeing a bunch of threats to your old pal Bucci.
I'm gonna come to your house with a baseball bat.
Okay. All right. Henry, let's see if that threat comes true. We're going to find out, because I'm going to show a slide of me calling the cops.
You're not going to be calling the cops because I'm going to eat your phone.
Gotta go. Jesus. I don't know what I did to Henry to make him so mad. Actually, I do know what I did to Henry to make him so mad at me. Okay, 201-209-9368, if you want to do a little, you want to show me, we got a couple minutes, literally two, if you want to show me what you want to do on your holiday vacation. Let's see another slide of me. Oh, I'm kissing. Just air kissing, though. Unsettling. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, real fast. Who is this?
Okay, super quick. Promise.
What is it? Tell me.
First, we're making some honey cakes.
Honey cakes, I see them. Look how sweet they
are. After that, we're going to Knoebels.
The amusement park with the wooden roller coaster. I love it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. After that, we're going to Kalahari.
Kalahari, great. Absolutely fantastic. Sounds like a great summer. Well, I got a nice little image of you having your summer, and I am talking to you. Let's have one more slide. Where is it? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Who listens to Bucci? You do cheat.
I'm Billy Jam. It's called Put the Needle on the Record. This is show number 2 of the Summer 2025 series, June 20th. Got a ton of music that I'm going to play for you today. Not too much talk. I want to squeeze in a lot, including a lot of new stuff, including another one off the new Aesop Rock album, Black Hole Superette. This one is EWR Terminal A, Gate 20, Newark. Oh, yeah. WFMU.
You know how it is with these bandits today.
That was no ordinary vandal.
Rider, born a car size, garden snail, double.
Albert Park, special delivery zone, barf mail. I ain't heed the call you sent. It's smart to fail to call again. I'm harm's way incarnate, shooting marbles at your army, man. You hardy hard and met the architect of Harvard R.E.M. Sorry, I love the smell of markers in a 4 a.m. and drawing giant letters so whatever sign it's yours to him. Had a corner camera, had him back in his lobby when all the coals ping a tower in a valley of Guanji, huh? Body double obvi, I'm one, it was two. No, I am one, it was just too much for the cube. I know the word if you mow would undo the bubble you blew. What if I tell you I am everywhere at once and it's true? I'm playing chess with Picasso, I train to fight with the champ. I'm dealing cards to a Martian, I'm shooting dice with the lamp. Modern science hasn't figured out what's triggering the super strength, but also hasn't seen in me the pepper that he grew himself. Hydroponic veggie garden, strawberry vines going pop. My bok choy look like Sideshow Bob. My source of recipe is kept in a safe. Sharpest teeth on a block. Anyone who disagrees is a bot. Yo, anyone who isn't me is a cop. He the all season seasonal fog. Ace rock in effect. F-F-E-C-T. All city, all star, all in air sea. Hand to the most low. Always in motion. Cargo on a slow boat. Call to the quotient. F-F-E-C-T. All I do is get lost, get found, get free. Crawl down Broadway, sticking like flat black. Slalom through the pup tents, puppy in a backpack. Bogey to bogey, pony up. Posey for the pocket of any remotely chosen one. Spoke about facing missing misinformation. A fancy way to say you're out in one. So much theologians running. Future saying no to drugs. Future saying yes to emotional donut runs. Or any UFO that comes, poor thing. I know that take a loss and wave a saucer down. Like take me to anywhere by the office of the lost and found. After lost and lost, free to scrap the vector. Any matter ain't about to bat a signal back to sender. Fed the tracker to a fish and a fish to a bear. Check the body cameras on once you're physically there. Where all it takes is a theater major to beat a mayor. All it takes is a need a beggar to keep a snacker. That same old love in summer, get the average hermit feeling here. She can lift a Hummer off a trapped person. Crossword killer, WWR's terminal. Gate 20 on eternal delay. An hour to all of my letters are curling up from the ledger. Circling above us, spelling out the terms of my surrender. I've been showing up too early for that shifting of J's. I do the mile, have a witness, play the vid when you wake. Catch him playing hooky from the whole abysmal charade. I'm at the crib watching video days. Homeboy in effect. All city, all star, all in air sea. Hand to the most low, always in motion. Cargo on a slow boat, call to the quotient. E-F-F-E-C-T. All I do is get lost, get found, get free. Crawl down Broadway, sticking like flat black. Slalom through the pup tents, puppy in a backpack.
Demo back in 88. Yeah. Yeah. J-Ro the right guy. That's not a white lie. Doing my own thing like Forrest Whitaker's right eye. We need a new sound system. Charged admission now. Listen, always on my way to work. Keep it tough like church and church. Download dope with perks. We the first they search. Earth and jerk. With that perfect work. LA Dodger at a Kings game in a purple shirt. They always do the flow of J to the road. From the coup to go, take you out like coup to go. Put all your toys in the attic like Aerosmith. Become a hip-hop therapist when I share a fifth. We get paid to deliver, call it COD. Cause it's always funky enough like DOC. Sharper than a Sharpie, sign autographs like Barkley. Go for the gold like dreads on a chick that's artsy.
Have fun too, not to pull a gun too. We bought some liquid brew for you and you and you to run through. We're not what you used to, we're deeper than the juice pool. Liquid is the name I'm introducing to the new school. They call me old fashioned, and all this new fashion. Am I really rich and look up what the people keep asking? If Jay-Z ask, I gotta think about my answer. Gotta switch the subject quick, start yelling, oh cancer. I'm richer than this dancer, that's all I can say. If the homie need a loan, I tell him call Dr. Dre. LA all day, cause I'm a California
your staple. I'm everywhere you go, I'm like the beeper on your ankle. Some people wanna rank you, some people wanna gank you. We helped some niggas on and all we wanted was a thank you. God bless the homies from the liquid pool who made it. Man, we came a long way from the days of staying late.
We are
Hey yo, the party ain't a party if you ain't rockin' it. Been across the globe through the boroughs and every continent. Made a few friends like Easy, Biggie, and Pocket. Bought so much liquor, the bar got me restocking it. And fuck that, I do the opposite. Buy more bottles and start a mosh pit. Then crowd surf through the balcony and walk around the club like I'm part of the faculty. Not a rock star, but I got rock star ways. I might have blown a few mil, but my lifestyle pays. And soon as I touch my next million, I turn into the rap Danvillian. Oh, what a feeling, got you dancing on the ceiling. Cause my music is appealing, I love my life, I'm chilling.